My name is Amanda Harper, and today is the 5th of April, 2019, and I'm speaking with Amanda McLeod, who is a parent at the preschool of the Santa Cruz Waldorf School. And we're recording this interview in Santa Cruz, California. Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us, who do you have at the Santa Cruz Waldorf School, and how did you come to choose this school?
Well, my son is Renner, and he's 4 years old, and he's in his second year in the preschool. And so I guess I'll start from the beginning.
Yeah, why not?
When Renner was born, he pretty much turned my whole world upside down in the best of ways, in ways that I've always loved children, but I just never anticipated the impact that he would have on me. He was profoundly precious in the true sense of the word, and I felt this urgency about protecting the essence of who he is. And Renner was born late in life for me, and so I had many years before that working with children and interacting with schools on children's behalf. And I had never encountered a place where children could go every day and be seen for who they truly are and honored for who they are. And so I pretty soon after Renner was born started to feel almost like a panic, like, where am I going to send my son, where his essence will be honored? And it wasn't until I happened upon the Santa Cruz Waldorf School that I saw that as a possibility for him. And the more time I spend here, the more I know that is what happens here, that children are truly seen and honored, and that's what I want for him, and that's why we're here.
Great. So were you familiar with Waldorf education or was it just you were here in Santa Cruz already, and so you knew about the school? And then you learned more about Waldorf education because of, how did you hear about the school and what were your first impressions?
As I said, I work with children, and so I had heard of Waldorf by name, but didn't know much about it beyond that. And I moved from Southern California to the Santa Cruz area and was looking through a family-oriented newspaper and saw an ad for the parent-child class at Santa Cruz Waldorf. And there's a whole story I can tell about my first...
We love stories. Yes.
So I've told this story many times. So I saw the ad and I thought, oh, well, I've heard that Waldorf is kind of this alternative approach to education, and I'm curious about that, and here's this great opportunity for me to spend some time with my son. So we registered and we drove up to the school, and I pulled into the parking lot and I thought, wow, this is stunning. And then we walked up the path toward the garden, and it was magical. And there was no one else around. It was just my son and I. And it was magical, like I said. And then I found the cottage where we were supposed to be, and it looked like something out of a fairy tale. And I opened the door, the rounded arched door, and we walked into a tiny little coat room, and it seemed clear that we were to leave our shoes in the coat room, and I could smell muffins, the scent of muffins coming through the door. And you know, it was warm and cozy and inviting and quiet. And I opened the door, and teacher Jeannie was standing in the kitchen. She looked like a fairy with her silver spun hair up, tied up and her flowing, beautiful pink clothes, and she, you know, welcomed us with just a heartfelt welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew that that's where we needed to be, Renner and I. And I left that day feeling that if he could have an experience that even approached mine, having been in that space, then what a gift for him to be able to call that education, you know, for that to be the foundation of his educational experience. And I just thought, wow, that's what I want for him, because it felt like I was stepping into a magical place with magical people, feeling warm and nurtured and welcomed and held. And so, yeah, I mean, for him to feel that on a day-to-day basis is amazing to me.
I just always think of, like, you know, like, in terms of our children growing, like, when you describe, like, the warmth and the nurturing, I just think of, you know, like, plants or things just growing, and that's what they are, right? Our young children are like buds growing.
Right.
And, yeah, and so then I was going to ask you, actually, to describe Santa Cruz Waldorf School, you know, the campus, not only just the campus, but the community, or whatever you'd like to tell us about this school in particular, and Waldorf schools in general, if you know of any others, or if you know of the way of Waldorf education as a whole.
So what I would, how I would describe Santa Cruz Waldorf School is, well, it's not an adjective, it's a noun really, but I would say the first word that comes to mind is community. It's a lovely, vibrant community of families who are thoughtful and family-oriented, community-oriented. I think of the festivals that we have at the school and the tremendous care and work that goes into the planning and the execution of the events here. And I think they're just a really vibrant demonstration of our community. So much thought goes into the children's experience, into how we can engage our larger community. And with a lot of thought and care as to the impact that we have, that our school has on our surrounding community, all the way to the level of our planet. I would describe our community as warm, welcoming, stimulating, supportive. These are the people I want to be with. You know, not I don't bring my here myself, or I don't bring my son here just for him, to be truthful. It's really about our family's experience. I know that he's being nurtured and cared for, and I feel very similarly by being a part of this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The campus itself, how does it look to you, the Santa Cruz Waldorf School campus?
Oh, that is often one of the first things I, when people ask me, they say, oh, you go to the Santa Cruz Waldorf School. And yes, and many people know of it, and they know that it's in the woods, in the forest, and that's really important to me. It's beautiful, the surroundings are beautiful, the buildings, the facilities are supportive of, you know, they're consistent with this sense of magic and sense of wonder and imagination and creativity. As I said earlier, I feel that I'm walking into a fairy tale much of the time when I enter one of the classrooms. It's very sweet inviting.
Do you have what is it about this time in your child's life, in this early childhood time, that you feel like you really cherish and enjoy right now? And you've spoken about this essence of your son, and and how is it shifting, and how is he growing, and what is it that really you're enjoying and that you love about this time?
I love the sense of wonder that I observe in him and all children his age. And I think particularly within Waldorf education, children are really given the space to wonder about their surroundings and the details of our world and of our experience. And often I can find myself moving through my day missing a lot of the detail, and my son really will bring it down to the level of the smallest little pebble on the ground. And it's very grounding for me to tune back into really what, where are we, what are our surroundings, and how are we engaging with them. And and so I think that's what I enjoy the most, is sort of the sense of awe and wonder. And the, my son has very big ideas as well, he's interested in the planets and the ocean, but it's really his interest in the details. And what I love about Santa Cruz Waldorf, and probably Waldorf education in general, is, like I said, that children are given the space to attend to that sense of awe. So when I take my son to a city, for example, he's it's not infrequent that we're calling him along, because he's down on the sidewalk looking at the what's growing in between the cracks in the sidewalk. And it's those kinds of details that catch his eye and that he's probably the most interested in, and I take a lot of delight in that.
He's drawn to the living.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They don't really allow us to be anywhere else but the present, right?
Right.
Saying,
Right.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory? You've been at the school now for just under the academic year, right? 10 months or so.
This is our second year here.
Oh, it's your second year.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay.
Yeah. So is there in this time, can you think back to any anecdotes or memories at the school that you'd like to share? Any stories?
I do have a story, and it doesn't involve my son, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because as I was thinking about early childhood and Waldorf education, in preparation for sitting down with you, I had a memory that I think is really illustrative. When my son and I were doing the parent-child class, it was, there was just lots of space. There was time and quiet, and the energy in the room was kept to a place where, things were, there was just lots of space for whatever unfolded. And I remember sitting at a table, I think I was, boiling wood or something like that, and a young girl was standing at the table. I think she was probably, 20 months, something like that. And it was quiet, even though the children were very focused and engaged, each in their own activity at that point. But there was some sunlight coming through the window, and this little girl, a little piece of dust, one single piece of dust, was floating in the sunlight, up toward the window, and it caught the eye of this little girl, and she just, you know, with such wonder in her eye, just watched it float up to the window. And, you know, she spent several seconds watching this little floating piece of dust. And I noticed it, and the teacher noticed it as well. And I thought, you know, I don't know that that happens very often, where there's, you know, where there's a setting in which, first off, a child could have the space to attend to something like that, and then additionally that the adults are so present and available to be able to notice that she's noticing and to share in that experience. It was very moving. It's even moving to me now as I remember it. And that is one of my favorite memories when I think about our experience here, because it just captures so much of what I value about Waldorf education and Santa Cruz Waldorf School.
Mm. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to share about the program here, what you're really enjoying specifically? Or
I don't know. We've touched on a lot of things. You know, I love watching my son have experiences that are sort of in line with my values that I didn't necessarily have the opportunity to experience when I was young. That's very exciting to me. And in that, I mean, I can give an example. You know, in Renner's classroom, and as I imagine in all Waldorf classrooms, activities are not gender specific. And so Renner is really excited right now about learning to sew. And he's sewing carrots for Easter, an Easter celebration. And it brings me a lot of joy, because as I, you know, I think about honoring the whole child, you know, there is an artistic, creative person in there, you know, who's really responding to this opportunity to engage in something that might in other settings be thought of as, you know, a girl's activity. And so I've lost my train of thought as I'm sort of thinking about him doing that. But
Well, just that sense of also the sense that they have a very tangible thing that they've made.
Right.
And the pleasure that comes from that, maybe.
Yeah.
The sense of achievement, or not achievement, but like sense of, well, anyway, you carry on. Yeah. The handwork is something that you really cherish then here at the school.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that Renner as a boy has the opportunity to do that. And I, when I think of the whole developing child, you know, that is a critical piece, is that, you know, all the children are engaged in the same activities, or they at least have the opportunity. So I'm not sure how that all, you know, how my thoughts went all over the place just now. I was coming back to, you know, I'm watching him have this wonderful experience, and at the same time, I am having the opportunity to learn from his teachers, to grow myself in being a parent, but also a human being. And I always appreciate an opportunity to learn and grow, and there's lots of that here.
Great, yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you.
And for sharing your experience here at Santa Cruz Wall.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Great. Wonderful.